We are joined by the head coach of the Commodores, Coach Bobby Johnson. I know you got questions all week about being in a situation where you hope to be able to play a lot of guys and all those kind of things, and those are the things that scare you to death in game one. You got to be pretty pleased with the way this all turned out.
Well, we certainly are. We actually overmatched Western Carolina. They tried hard and fought hard and made us earn everything, and that was another good thing about it. We had to earn everything we got. But it was good to execute some of the things we were doing on offense against live competition and take a look at some of those young people going in there and playing offensively and defensively. And to be successful on top of all that, it's a good feeling.
There are a lot of differences in this offense than last year. Not only the no huddle, but we saw a lot of different looks tonight. Only two penalties for the night, not a lot of mistakes. I would assume you feel very good about that.
We do. We worked it and repped it, and, seemed like we've been practicing it for, 2 months instead of 1 month. But our guys did a good job with it. And, if we can continue to get better, I think it's going to give defenses problems. And those multiple sets and multiple, motions that we have in there and being able to run the football, hopefully it'll help us control the ball a little bit longer.
Well, a couple of freshmen made a nice statement tonight for you, Stacy and Norman, out of the gate. It was interesting when Kevin was talking to Warren a few moments ago, and he asked about the competition at running back. Warren's response was, "I don't look at it as competition. We're just all having a good time."
Well, and you can see that we need them. If you're running that offense the way it's supposed to be and you're moving fast and you're trying to, keep the tempo up, it's going to gas you out a little bit. So somebody's got to be able to go in there. And, of course, when we get in the Southeastern Conference competition, they hit hard. And, you're going to be knocked out of the game sometimes. And so it's good to have every one of them we got.
I know you haven't looked at film, obviously, but kind of evaluate how you thought Larry played tonight.
Well, Larry did some really good things and then, did some things that redshirt sophomores do. We, didn't recognize a blitz one time and had a guy wide open and didn't sight it right and, fumbled going into the end zone, which what I thought would have, put us off to a great start. And, but his first start in our stadium, so it's all good right now.
We'll take a break. Come back with more with the coach right after this. Vanderbilt a winner tonight, 45-0 over Western Carolina. We continue with Commodore head coach Bobby Johnson. Bobby, when your defense holds a team scoreless into 115 total yards, I assume you're pretty pleased with that.
Oh, really are. And, just what we challenged our defense to play as well as they can play, not worry about who you're playing. And they went out and were very aggressive, created some turnovers, stuffed the run, and, did a really good job.
Yeah, we called a lot T.J. Greenstone a lot tonight, Sean Richardson a lot tonight, so a lot of those new – and a lot of those freshmen, Samuels and others, they got a lot of playing time tonight.
The freshmen did a really good job, really pleased with Eric Samuels, and Eddie Foster made some good plays, and, Trey Wilson's going to be a good corner. Those young defensive backs are going to be good players.
Do you, with this new no-huddle system, do you have an idea of kind of how many plays you think you'll get in a game, and is 95 a little more than you would have expected?
Yes, 95 is way more than we expected, really. You never can tell, how well the other team is playing offense, keeping the ball away from you. That's a factor, and but our defense turned it over several times and had some three and outs, and that gave the ball back to our offense, and we moved it a good bit in the first half between the 20 and their 30, and then couldn't get it in a couple times, and had some disappointed special teams play there, but we got a little better and got the ball in the end zone the second half.
Now, I was going to ask, if there's an area that you're disappointed in, I would assume special teams would have to be that area.
And it really is, and we had a chip shot field goal that we should have hit the 42-yarder. You can forgive that, but we missed another chip shot, and poor punting on Brett's part, and you know, didn't execute that stuff very well. But covered kickoffs very well, covered punts very well, and other than that, you know, it's probably just the execution of the kickers.
Was the punting just one of those nights, Bobby? I mean, it just seems so foreign from what we saw out of Brett in the past.
Well, you know, Brett's usually pretty good at pooching it down there, and he had a 7-yarder. And, you know, the whole theory is to pin him down there so we can get the ball right back. But, you know, you kick it 7 yards, that wasn't part of the plan. Mm-hmm. And then we tried to – the next time we tried to rugby kick, and he – kicked it extremely low and hit our guy in the back of the head. So, not good.
Yep. Well, you got a week to get ready, and things a little different next week going down. It's kind of like jumping out of the frying pan into the fire, going to LSU, and, you know, that'll be another new experience for a lot of your young guys, won't it?
It sure is. I don't think any of them been down there, but, you know, so, you know, we're going to try to use it as a positive. It's one of the greatest places to play. And it'd be a great place to get a win.
Sure would. Coach, congratulations.
Thanks, Joe.
Nice job tonight. 45-0 for the Commodores over Western Carolina. And we'll take a break, come back with more right after this.